look at the Ramah. The Ramah in Siv Vav continues on with a couple fascinating chumras that you should keep in mind in terms of la halacha. The Ramah writes the following. Od kasvu. He says the following. First word in line is hatzlam. Od kasvu. It's also written in regards to basar v'chalav that the Kamonim write, this is the Marivayel, de'ein la'ariv mayim she'edichu bem kli basar im mayim she'edichu bem kli chalav. You should not mix together water that had been used to wash fleishedika utensils with water that had been used to wash milcha utensils. V'litein l'fnei behema, to give them in front of a guy. Da'asurim bahana, because they're asur bahana. So this Ramah is actually creates a lot of consternation from the Achronim. The consternation is the following. What exactly are we talking about? What type of water are we talking about? How far do you have to be makbid that you can't mix water that was water of meat, nor water from milk, and to put them in front of animals to get hana? Remember, we learned in the past that only those things that are asr min ha-Torah are asr ba'ana. Those things that are asr min ha-Rabbanan at first glance are not asr ba'ana. So some achronim say that you have to give the following explanation. That all the Ramah is saying is that you have to be careful that you can't wash dishes that are fleishiks in hot water, and then when that water is hot, wash milchik dishes. Now, why would somebody wash milchik dishes in the same water? That's going to make his milchiks shreif. So you have to be careful that the water that you're washing from the milchiks not fall when it's hot into the water that is fleishiks, and it would all be one kli rishon, and that's the case of the Ramah. The Minchas Yaakov says, l'chura, that's not the pashtus of the Ramah. And the pashtus of the Ramah is actually a big chumra in Hilchas Basar B'chalav, which Ashkenazim follow to this day. And that is that if you have any mixture of water, of both meat and milk, there is an Isser Hana, even though the simple reading of the Halacha, according to the Mechaber, is that if they weren't cooked together, it's not Basar B'chalav D'oraisa. And if it's not Basar B'chalav D'oraisa, there is no Isser Hana. But we are Machmir, at least, as a lechatchila, the Ramah seems to say, we're going to see b'diev, the Ramah says you could be mekel, that one should not derive benefit from any mixture of basar b'chalav. Now, the Ramah goes on and says that all of these things are only lechatchila. U'b'diev ein lochush b'chalzef, af lechatchila ein bazel chumras ba'alma, are only chumras ba'alma. I'm going to get back to that line in a second. Od kasvu, another chumra that the Ramah introduces. Da'akli shosem ba'mayim lechafifas harosh. The utensil that is used for bathing, ein l'shamish bo. The osen osam me'efer shalakira, u'regilos u'lis'arev sham basar b'chalav. So the Ramah says that the utensil that is used for bathing, you should not use because sometimes the shampoo is made out of things that are both basar b'chalav. Once again, another chumrah. Now here, it's a chumrah al-gabi chumrah. Because the Achronim point out that the water, the shampoo, used to have, like today, chemicals. And therefore, there's another chumrah over here that it's no same tam lefgam. No same tam lefgam we're going to get to later on why exactly it should be, it won't be asr min ha-Torah. But nevertheless, we see that the lechatchila of this Ramah is that one does not derive hana'a as a lechatchila from basar b'chalav, even if there's shampoo that makes the basar b'chalav inedible. L'chein, and another chumrah. Yesh lesar gamkein l'shtamish min akderos shel atanurim shebebayis hachorev, mishum tenitazim aleim l'pamin basar b'chalav. Now this chumrah is actually a chumrah that has a logic to it. I mean, Achronim tried to defend the other chumras in Ramah. I'll explain to you in a moment what I mean by logic. The last chumra is the following. The Ramah points out that there, in the public ovens that we spoke about in the past, they used to have a dish on the bottom where meat and milk sometimes fell. So now, a Jew is going to be careful. He's never going to have meat and milk together. But what happens if you're using a public oven, and that public oven has both, is used for both meat and milk? If they fall into a tray on the bottom, so then it could be that there's both basar b'chalav there, and you'll come lidei bishul basar b'chalav. Now this chumrah is something that's important to keep in mind, in very practical terms. Because if you have a public microwave, or when it comes to in airplanes, where you have a public oven, there's a real shaila. If there's residues of basar b'chalav that could come together, then that would be a shaila of bishul basar b'chalav. Now finally, we have 30 seconds. It's very, very interesting. All of these chumras of the Ramah are very, very dramatic chumras. Dramatic, I mean, in the following sense. They're really chumras al gabe chumras. And hence, the Ramah concludes that b'dieved, you don't have to be machmir. Rav Chizkiyahu Nevinzal told me that Rav Nevinzal, when he was younger, was extremely, extremely machmir on basar b'chalav. To the point that he wouldn't even allow even milk to be put on in a container, but be put on a fleishig counter. If you make a cheshbon of the odds and the possibility of basar b'chalav, in such a case, it's a 1 in 1,000,000. But nevertheless, there seems to me that there was a mesorah in Ashkenaz, lav dafka for Sfaradim, lechatchila, to do everything we can to distance from basar b'chalav. We're going to see there's a zohar that the Gra quotes, halacha l'maisa, in terms of the distance of basar b'chalav. So even though some of my rabbeim and yeshivas rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan pointed out that the odds of something to become basar b'chalav mamish is extreme to none, even we have to learn the halachos, and when it's a shaila, when you need to ask a shaila and so on, yet there is a long, long tradition in Ashkenaz of 2 points. Number one, the chatchila, to be very careful to distance. Number two, the Ramah adds that some of these chumras were only chumras in general, and b'di'eved, there are many times that you could be makel. So for example, in the case of where the basar b'chalav is not edible, so then in such a case it would not be asar b'hanam ikur d'dina. Nevertheless, l'chatchila, the Ramah says that one should always try to distance basar b'chalav. Mirtz Hashem will come and continue the practical examples.